USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other Trump administration officials briefed members of Congress in private about Iran's threats. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul.
It was a very specific and credible threat briefing that we heard today from Iran. In fact, they've carried out and launched several attacks through their proxies.
But Washington Democrat Adam Schmidt, who is chairman of the Armed Services Committee, says he grew frustrated with Pompeo.
He argued, you know, here's all the terrible things that Iran have done, and he spent about 10 minutes until I cut him off making that argument. And as every member who stood up said, we know Iran is bad. Okay, what is the policy going forward? There wasn't enough information on that.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 197 points, the S&P up 24, and the NASDAQ up 83. This is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
Along with a college degree comes a student loan to pay back, USA's Tim Berg reports.
Almost 2 million Americans will graduate this year with a bachelor's degree, but each student will have an average student loan debt of just over $33,000. CBS News financial analyst Jill Schlesinger joins CBS this morning and has some tips on what college grads and their families can do to prioritize paying off that debt.
The first thing you have to do is start tracking your money. So encourage your kids to get one of these apps, and there are lots of free ones. There are free ones from banks. There's Mint.com, Clarity Money. Find out what's coming in, what's going out. Now you're going to build in that student loan debt. Yeah. And you really want to try to figure out how many loans do you have outstanding? What is actually the interest rate of each of those loans? And while those companies are going to give you the minimum that's due, you want to pay more than the minimum. The only way you can figure out how much more is to track that money going in and out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the many Democrats running for president is asked about how his announcement was received back home. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Almost immediately after Democratic New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced his run for the White House last week, many New Yorkers and many members of the New York media immediately slammed the idea, citing his unpopularity in his own city. De Blasio says,
to me, that's like a walk in the park. I didn't even notice that. Because I deal with really tough issues every single day. I deal with the toughest press corps in America. I deal with, unfortunately, we're the number one terror target in America.
De Blasio speaking there on CNN. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Some Democrats are questioning the motive of anti-abortion activists as Louisiana appears to be the next state to tighten restrictions on abortion. Some believe area state laws on abortion are being positioned to overturn Roe v. Wade in the Supreme Court. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney would like to see a more moderate approach.
You're seeing laws on both sides of this argument that are in the extreme. And whether it's New York or whether it's Alabama and Missouri, people have gone to the wings, if you will. I don't think that's productive. I think something much more towards the center makes a lot more sense.
Romney was on CNN's State of the Union. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.